I want to say Happy New Year to all of you.
我想对大家说新年好。
I think probably you think, Sister Schwartz, do you think it's going to be a Happy New Year?
你可能会问我说，哎呀，真的是新年好吗？
Well, I don't really know.
我不知道。
The way it looks, we may have to put this in another category instead of happy.
然后呢，当我们这样看的时候，我们可能要把这个幸福，就是新年好，这个快乐放在另外一个层次上。
Well, let's just bow our hearts a moment.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, as we go into your word, we find out that no matter what the situation is,
亲爱的主，当我们读你的话语，研读你的话语的时候，我们知道不管情况如何，
that you are there.
你都在那里。
And in your word, you give us the instructions how we can live even when it's not a happy time.
你告诉我们即使在一个不平顺不幸福的一个状况下边，我们如何来生活。
Help us to get hold of your word.
帮助我们能紧紧抓住你的话语。
Help us to understand it.
帮助我们能够了解，能够真正的明白。
And then help us to use it in our lives.
帮助我们能把你的话语真正的应用在我们的生活中。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名。Amen.
I want us to turn to Psalm 37.
我想大家一起翻到诗篇第二37篇，诗篇37。
We're going to see in this psalm that it's a psalm of true encouragement, but in a way that we can understand it from God's point of view.
就是对我是一个真正可以鼓舞我们心的一张诗篇，但是我们是从神的角度来看。
I'm going to ask Lay to read that first verse for us.
我先来读第一节，不要为作恶的心怀不平，也不要向那行不义的生出嫉妒。
Now he tells us in the very first verse not to fret ourselves.
在就是开篇第一节的时候，诗人大卫就告诉我们不要心怀不平。就是
You might say, what is fretting? Fretting is going over and over the thing in our mind.
他那个诗篇这个英文的解释呢，就是那种心里好像在那儿模式的，他那个心怀不平是什么意思呢？就是说在你的脑海中一遍又一遍的过那些事情。
He tells us in that verse that we're not to fret the evildoer and don't even become envious of these workers of iniquity.
他是告诉我们不要为那些作恶的心怀不平，也不要去嫉妒那些行不义的。
We recognize in these last 2 years, it seems like there have been a lot coming from those that seemingly have an evil thought about our future.
我们过去两年我们看到有好像从那些就是心作恶的人的心有很多东西出来在我们的世界中。
And actually we've seen it in the riots and how the people are taking the things of God and using them directly different. We're watching a big change in our world today.
然后我们就看到在那些骚乱的人里边，然后他们就是把神的名就是踢出去，然后误用神的名。我们看到在这个世界上有很多的变化。
So he's telling us not to fret, not to go over and over what the evil doers are doing because of the wicked sinfulness and the shaming character of the godless evil that's here.
他就告诉我们说不要就是在心里边一直去想那些恶人那些作恶的他们所做的事情的，因为他们的心思念就是悖逆的。
We do recognize that evil is here.
我们确实认出来就是在我们的这个世界上有邪恶，有很多的这个恶事。
But we have to recognize the end of evil.
但是我们要知道这个恶的最终的结局。
We also have to understand who we belong to.
我们要知道我们是属于谁。
It's God saying to us through the psalmist that we are not to go over and over the problems of this life until they affect us, but we are to trust God.
诗人就告诉我们，我们不要就一直把那个世界上的这些恶事、这些不平的事想来想去，一直在思想。我们要就是信靠神。
He tells us this in the third verse.
他在第三节告诉我们。
He's saying, forget about the evilness. Forget about all these terrible things that's going on. It's not us. We have our own position to take.
他就告诉我们说，不要去就忘掉那些世界上的恶事，那些恶人。我们有自己的问，我们有自己要专注的。
He's saying, what you need to do is to trust in me and do good.
我们要做的就是倚靠耶和华而行善。
And he said, he went on with a promise, so shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shall be fed.
说住在地上，以他的信实为粮。
So what he's telling us is to get our focus away from what's happening in this world today.
就是他告诉我们的，就是把我们的目光从这个世界上所发生的转移开来。
You say, but Sister Schwartz, that's not easy to do. It's on every hand we're seeing these things happening.
你会说，妈咪啊，这个可不容易做。我们到处转一下，就看到这些事情在发生。
You see, what the Lord is trying to tell us is, we don't go over and over what's happening in the world because we are not of this world.
神告诉我们不要在这个世界上所发生的这些事情呢，就是你一而再一直在那儿想，因为我们不属于这个世界。
But you're going to say, but Lord, all these things, look about the COVID, we may get that, it may go through our whole family, we may die.
然后你就说，神啊，你看呢，这个新冠呢，可能我们会得到它，可能我们全家都会得到它，我们可能会死啊。
And I want to say something to you. If you do die, where are you going?
我想说就是说，如果你真的死了，那你会去哪儿呢？
Paul said that for a child of God to close their eyes in this world is to open it up in heaven.
保罗说，作为神的孩子，当我们在这个世界上闭上眼睛的时候，我们睁开眼睛就在第一眼看到的就是天堂。
I believe I can say that the greatest fear today in our world and in our communities and maybe even in our families is that we're going to die from COVID.
我可以这样说，在这个世界上，现在最大的恐惧就是在这个世界上，在这个社群里或者在家里面最大的就是那个对那个新冠病毒的害怕，怕因为那个死。
But I think God is saying to us,Trust in me, go on doing good, because if it happens to you, you're coming home to be with me.
神说，你信靠我，你行，你做，就是做你应该做的。即使你，你可以信靠我，即使你死了，你也是跟我同在。
So God is saying in this new year, and in the problems and what we're facing in this world,He goes on to say, trust in me. And the fourth verse, he said, not only trust in me, delight thyself in me, in the Lord.
神说在这个新年里面你倚靠我，而且在第四节说你不单单倚靠我，而且以耶和华为乐。
And he shall give you the desires of your heart.
他就将你心里所求的赐给你。
Now we have to understand that sometimes the desires of our heart are not good for us.
我们要知道，有时候我们心里所求的、所想的，对我们并不好。
So we always have to understand and filter that.
所以我们要了解这个，要把这个过滤掉。
And we filter that through the eye lens and through the realization of, Lord, if it's not your will, I don't want you to give it to me.
然后我们要需要透过神的这个眼光。这个镜眼镜来看这件事情，对神说：“如果神呐、啊，这件事对我不好，就不要给我。”
So we have to put in our lens, remember trusting the Lord and now delighting in Him, not in the things of the world, but delight in him.
我们要信靠神，而且以耶和华为乐，不是以这个世界上的事情为乐。
So now we have comforted ourselves, we're trusting in him, we're delighting in him, and now he says to us, commit thy ways unto the Lord, trust also in him.
然后呢，我们不仅依靠他，以他为乐，而且把我们的事情交托他，交托于他。
You see, what he wants us to do is lean on him, commit it to him. Lord, whatever the future of this year holds, I give it to you.
就是说我们不仅仅是信靠他，就是而且是紧紧的倚靠他，说神啊，不管这个世界上今年会发生什么事情，我把这一切都放在你的手中。
When we can truly do that, the sixth verse comes and says, He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday.
神就告诉我们说，如果我们真正可以这样做，他要使你的公义如光发出，使你的公平明如正午。
That's going to bring out in us to those that live with us and those that know us. They're going to see the love and the righteousness of God in us that we're not overcome, but we're going to be overcomers.
就是周围的人就可以看到我们身上的这个从慈爱和公义，我们不是被这个世界所征服，而且我们要成为，我们是得胜者。
And so it goes on to say, when we can do this,
当我们可以这样做的时候，
when we can trust in the Lord, when we don't fret, we don't go over and over all these things, and we trust in him, and we delight in him, and we commit our ways unto him, then he said we can rest in him. The seventh verse says, rest in the Lord.
Yeah, 当我们可以信靠神，我们不要心怀不平，就是这样子翻来覆去的去想的时候，我们能够以耶和华为乐。当我们能把我们的事交托于神，我们在第七节就告诉我们，我们可以心里有安息，可以安息于主怀中，安息在主里。
Two very difficult things he's asking for here.
他要求神要我们做的两件很困难的事情。
Because he recognized our humanity has to be put aside and our godliness must be stepped forward.
就是神知道说我们要把我们的这个天然的这个人性给放在一边，让神的这个神性，就是从神的角度来看这一方面，对神的专注占主要的地位。
He's asking us to rest in all the turmoil.
神要我们在这一切的混乱，在这一切的动荡之中要安息。
You know, there was a contest one time up to the artists, and they said, can you give us a picture of true rest?
有一次呢，就有一个那个绘画的一个比赛，就是题目就是说你描述一个真正的安息。
And so they had many different kinds, beautiful scenes, sunrises, the sea with the just so smooth. Some of it was just beautiful valleys and hills, but there was one that was altogether different.
然后呢，大家就有很多的作品，就是参加比赛。那有很多很看得非常平静美好的画面，有的是日出，有的是一个宁静的山谷。但是有一幅画呢，是跟大家跟这个都不一样。
It was a picture of a rocky mountain.
它是一个岩石陡峭的山脉。
One of the jagged edges had a nest on it.
就是这个岩石陡峭，这个弯弯曲曲的这个岩石下边呢，有一个鸟巢。
Now, looking out over the rocks was a terrible storm brewing, and it was blowing and lightning. It was terrible.
然后你往远处看呢，就看到那个远处就是那个天空中是电闪雷鸣。
But in that nest was the mother and her little chicks.Under her wings, and there they sat, just calm as could be, while the storm was raging.
就是在这个鸟巢里边呢，这个小鸟宝宝呢，就在鸟妈妈的这个翅膀之下，在那里很安息。虽然周围都是一片的电闪雷鸣，很可怕。
they won the contest.
这幅画呢，就赢了大奖。
For that was true peace.
因为那个才是真正的平安。
That was peace when conflict and terror was all around, and yet they could snuggle close to their mother, and there was true peace.
虽然周围是一切的混乱，一切的征战，但是他们却可以紧紧地靠着妈妈，鸟妈妈在那边是有真正的平安。
That's what God wants us to learn, to be able to rest and to wait patiently for Him.
这就是神想要给我们的，想要我们做的，就是我们能够真正的安息，而且能够等候他，耐心等候他。
And he tells us in that next part, fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way.And the man who brings wicked devices to pass. In other words, he's saying, don't go over in your mind. Don't look at, don't think about what's happening to these others that may be well off, better off than you. You just rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him.
下边第七节就讲到，不要因那道路通达和那恶谋成就的心怀不平。那意思就是说，你不要看那些周围那些作恶的人，然后一直或者那些好像比你成就更好的人，就心里边一直翻来覆去的想。
Now James understood that. James, the brother of Jesus, who wrote the book of James.
这个雅各呢，就是耶稣的弟弟，他很了解这一点，他写的雅各书。
And I'm going to ask you, Lee, I didn't put this in the lay, James 1. Look, let's go to the verse, first chapter of James for a moment.
现在我们来看雅各书的第一章。
And we're going to look at this, begin with the second verse there.
我们来从第二节开始看。
Can you read it for them, Lee?
Yes.
Did you go
to Yes.我的弟兄们，你们落在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。
Now, James is saying to them, in the midst of a time when just a little while after this, he is killed, he is martyred for the gospel.
就是雅各写了这个书信没有多久呢，他就为了福音的缘故殉道了。
He was writing to a people that was going to face terrible persecution.
他的受众呢，这个信的受众面临着很严重的逼迫。
He who recognized that there was temptations to leave God, to turn aside, to go another way.
他知道就是有这种试探，就是离开神去别的，就是转离不跟随神。
He said, "My brother."Count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations.
他说，我的弟兄们，当你们落在不同百般的试炼中的时候，你都要以为大喜乐。
You say, wait a minute. You mean we're supposed to be joyful and happy when we fall into temptation?
你说，等一下，难道你说我们在各种的试炼试探中，我们都要应当看成是极大的喜乐吗？
You see, what we do is we take the word joy and we think of it as the word happiness.
当我们看到喜乐这个词的时候，我们就把它等同于开心幸福。
But you see, happiness depends on our emotions.
但是你知道这种开心，这种幸福的感觉就依赖于我们的情绪。
But joy is given to us by the grace of God.
但是喜乐却是由神的恩典而来。
In his word, he called it the deep settled peace in our heart.
在神的话里头告诉我们，喜乐就是在我们心底深处那种确定的平安。
So we can have a deep settled peace because we know who we belong to and we know where we're going.
然后因为我们知道我们属于谁，我们要去哪，所以在我们的心底深处可以有个确定的这种平安。
And then he went on to tell us, James did,That you know what? Knowing that the trying of your faith worketh patience.
雅各继续告诉我们说，因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐。
In other words, God is building something in us.
就是神在我们的品格中建立一些东西。
We're not going to crumble. We're not going to fail and fall. We're going to allow him to build in us. patience because we know who we belong to and where we're going.
我们不会就这样摇摇摆摆弄不好就跌倒，我们会神子会在我们里边建立这种坚忍的品格，因为我们知道我们属于谁，我们将来会去哪。
But the first verse goes on, but let patience have her perfect work, that you might be perfect and entirely wanting nothing.
但是他又说，下边接着说，但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，无有缺欠，毫无缺欠。
So we see as we allow and we wait patiently for him and let just keep on holding.Keep on holding until God uses that to do something in us that needed to be done that we could be drawn closer to him.
就是当我们允许神，当我们耐心等候神，当我们紧紧抓住神的时候，神会在我们里边让我们能够更靠近他，在我里边建立自己品格。
That last part of that verse says this,Entirely wanting nothing.
那刚才那一章四节雅各书说毫无缺欠。
Now what is he talking about? He's saying to you, if you allow God to work you through the temptations and the trials and you go forth victorious, he works something into our spiritual life, not physical.We may want lots of things, but into our spiritual, because he's building us into the image of his son.
就是当我们允许神在我们经过试炼，各种的试炼试探中的时候呢，神就在我们的属灵生命，不是这个肉体的生命，因为我们有时候天然的人很想要很多的东西，而是在我们的属灵生命中建造，让我们能像他的儿子。
And the fifth verse talks to some of us that doesn't quite understand what he's talking about because he said, if any of you lack wisdom, what? Call on him. Let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. What? The wisdom and the spirit, the power of God.
就是第五节呢，有些人就不是很明白，因为说什么呢？说你们中间若有缺少智慧的就是应当求那后赐于众人也不斥责人的神主就必赐给他。
Again, in the 34th verse of that, let's go back now to Psalms 37.
我们现在再回到诗篇37篇34节。
Look at verse 23.
37篇23节。
The word of God tells us that before we were put in our mother's womb, he knows us.
神的话告诉我们，在我们被造之前，在我们在妈妈的那个子宫肚子里边生成，就是进入被形成被造之前，神已经知道我们。
He knew us. He knew what he wanted of us. He knew why we were put here.
神知道我们是什么样的，神也知道他为什么把我们放在这里。
We may not understand this in our human thinking.
在我们人的这个思想中，我们可能不能完全了解。
But God said, I know every hair on your head.
神说我，你头上的每根头发我都数过。
He knows all about us.
他真是从里到外完全的知道，了解我们。
Yet he loved us.
他爱我们。
And he called us.
他呼召我们。
And he has given us something in our lives to do for him.
然后他也给我们生命中一些事情让我们能够为他而做。
So we see that on the 21st verse, he says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. So we see we can delight in our way.
然后23节说，义人的脚步被耶和华立定，他的道路耶和华也喜爱。
Now, I know we have made some stupid choices along the way.
我们知道在我们的这个人生中有时候我们也做一些错误的愚蠢的决定。
And some of us have paid dearly for those choices that we made.
有些人为了我们所做的那些决定呢付出了很大的代价。
But as we follow God and do the will of him, it gives us joy.
但是当我们跟随神，行在他的旨意当中的时候，会带给我们喜乐。
So remember, you're very much in the mind of God.
所以要知道你在神的心意当中。
We can't fully understand that.
我们没有办法完全了解。
But he watches over his children.
但是他看顾他的孩子。
He cares for us.
他真的关心照料我们。
Then you cry out, then why do I go through these things?
你会就是说，我为什么要经历这些呢？我怎么会经历这些呢？
Because our God set a goal for us.
因为神对我们是有一个目标的。
And what he is interested in is getting us home to heaven.
因为神所在意的，他的目标就是要把我们带到天堂。
We're interested in feeling good.
我们的兴趣，我们在意的是我们感觉很好。
We're interested in everything going our way.
我们在意的就是说每样事情都按着我的心意走，按着我所想的。
We're interested in how much we've got in the bank.
我们在意的是我的银行存款有多少。
We're interested in the love of our things that we have.
我们在意的就是说，哦，我所喜爱的东西，我能得到的东西。
But he said, that's not where it's at.
但是神说，那个不是他所在意的，不是他的目标。
The thing he's interested in and in his children.
他对他儿女所在意的是。
To get our eyes turned from those very things that I just said and turn toward him and eternity.
就是把我们的目光从刚刚我所描述的那些事情上转过来，盯住他，盯住永恒。
And he lets us know, he also lets us know that in the 24th verse, if we do fall, and he wouldn't have put if, he knows at times we do falter and fall.
然后呢，在24节他告诉我们说，这个义人虽失脚，神知道我们有时候会跌倒。
He said, but you're not. He went on to say, you shall not be utterly cast down. You shall not be utterly cast down. Why? For the Lord upholdeth with his hand.
他说也，义人虽然失脚，也不至于全身跌倒，因为耶和华用手搀扶他。
I'm so deeply thankful he understands man.
我真的是非常的感恩，神真的知道人是怎样的，了解人。
When Jesus was here, he said, man is nothing but dust.
然后当主耶稣在世上的时候，他说人不过是尘土。
He recognizes that we do falter, we do fail, our faith sometimes becomes weak, but he said, I will uphold you with my hand.
神知道说有时候我们会失脚，有时候我们会摇摇摆摆，但是神说他会用手搀扶我们。
But the last thing is what he wants to warn us of. And that's verse 27.
最后一句神想要告诉我们的就是第27节。
It's a command.
那是一个命令。
He said, and this is our duty. He can't do this.
这是我们的，这是我们的责任，我们要做的，他没法替我们做。
This we have to do.
我们必须要做，这是我们要做的部分。
Because he didn't make us like robots.
因为他没有把我们造成机器人。
He gave us a free will.
神给我们自由意志。
He said, depart from evil and do good.
神说你当离恶行善。
So he's telling us that when these thoughts come and the evil and Satan comes and we have to make and sometimes bad choices, he says, depart from that. Forget about all these things you hold so great. Just do good and leave the rest in his hands, I believe he would tell us.
Yeah, 就是说当这个撒旦来试探或者各样的恶事来的时候呢，或者你陷入试探，你要离弃这些事情，把这些事情放下来，就是行，当行善事。
I think in the year 2022, we need to get our eyes up.
在2022年，我们要把我们的眼光朝上看。
Get our eyes up on God.
帮助我们的眼光向上看，盯住他。
You know, get our eyes on what he's prepared for us.
就是盯住他为我们所预备的。
Get our eyes on the thought we're looking for his coming.
让我们的眼光来真的是盼望盯住他的再来。
And the ultimate thing is he may take us home to be with him.
最终的事情他也许会把我们带离这个世界，带到他的家里，带到天家。
Be like those little chicks under their mother's wings, because that's what the Lord said in Psalms. Gather under his wings, under my wing.He will take care of us.
就像那些在那个刚才我所描述的那幅画里那个小小鸟宝宝藏在鸟妈妈的翅膀下，因为在诗篇里他告诉我们，我们要藏在耶和华的荫下，躲避在耶和华的荫下。
And by faith we must believe or we will never understand it.
我们要靠着信心必须来相信，不然我们永远不能了解。
So sisters and my one brother that's here, look up.We are God's children. That in this year 2022, we belong to Him.
所以弟兄姐妹们，让我们向上看，我们是神的孩子，让我们真的仰望他。
So no matter what storms may come,
所以不管人生中有什么样的暴风雨，
let's just trust in Him.
让我们就是信靠他。
God bless you, and may the Lord bless the Father.Father, we pray that you'll help us. Help us as a people to get our eyes off of the world and itself and all the clamoring and all that's happening to us and get our eyes on you. We're praying, Lord, in thy name.
亲爱的主，求你帮助我们，让我们真的是把眼光从这个世界，从自我，从所发生的一切上挪开，就是专心的仰望你。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣宝贵的名。Amen.
God bless you all. I trust that God will help you to just lean and rest in Him.
我相信神会带领每一位，真的就是能够信靠他，并且真的是安息在他里边。